If you've witnessed the protests around Milwaukee in the wake of George Floyd being killed by a now former Minneapolis police officer, you may have noticed something. Young people are a fixture. On Tuesday, some of those young people set out to march from Milwaukee to Madison. Before they left, though, WUWM's Latoya Dennis spoke with a few of them to learn what they'd like to see come out of the protest.
Late rapper Tupac Shakur's song, Keep Your Head Up, blared out of speakers before the start of the kickoff event as the young people got their backdrop of signs ready. Those signs said things like, no justice, no peace, and Black trans lives matter, and no police welcome here. Tatiana Washington is 19 years old and the executive director of an organization called 50 Miles More. It's behind the march to Madison.
It's not enough to just say, you know, we support Black lives. You know, we've seen the little murals around the country of like Black Lives Matter. That's not enough. We need policy that's actually going to do something to help liberate us. And that means, you know, not having rubber bullets and tear gas at protesters when they're mourning the loss of a Black man being killed. That means, you know, having schools without metal detectors and without police. It means so many things. It means making sure we have a $15 minimum wage. It means making sure we have criminal justice reform. It means so much. It's not enough to just say, I'm against racism. You have to step up and have policies that actually will contribute to liberation for all.
The official list of demands is long, but Washington says if she had to choose one outcome, it's simple.
I think the biggest thing is to listen to Black women, listen to the Black LGBTQ+ community, because if you do that, that means we'll have all these policies enacted, right? This isn't just something that we random thought of. We did a lot of listening. This is something that like we want and we need, you know? And if we listen to the people who've been leading this movement, life in general just be a better place.
For 18-year-old Zephaniah Eland, who says she'll join the marchers daily but won't stay the night, it's about justice, not just in Wisconsin.
Charging the officers who were involved in killing Breonna Taylor, as well as many other innocent Black men and women who have been killed at the hands of police officers, as well as white supremacist groups.
Like with the other protests these days, allies, people pushing for Black lives to matter, were also present at the kickoff. Eric Torres Gonzalez is 19.
I think that one thing that I would hope to get out this march is to get conversation for all of the actions, all the call to actions, hopefully all of them get met.
Marchers are expected to take 4 days to get to Madison, which means these young people and their demands will arrive at the state capitol on the 4th of July. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.